Hello everyone, welcome to New Sex Toy Review. Today's product is the 17.6 pound butterfly labia brown chubby sex doll from Best Vibe. Now this is a different setup. I set the camera really high. You can see a little bit more of my desk than you're probably used to. You can see like the lamp, you can see Celestina's, one of her extra heads that I have on my desk for head pats. This is basically because this doll is pretty small. It's too small for me. I don't need to like hold the camera like I do when I review one of the Tantalli torsos, but it is pretty big, so I can't have the camera zoomed in like it normally does. This is a very unique doll. It's a torso doll similar to Tantalli, but it's based on a very, very thick short stack. So, I mean, you could go one of two ways with this. You can go like, here, let me show you like this. So like, can you look at the, it's got like fat roll folds and everything. Let me show you the back. I'll show you that in a minute. But you can go one or two directions with this. You could say this is like a goblin torso, you know, because we have the hobbit torsos, which are like scaled down, you know, mostly realistic human torsos. This is like a, not partially scaled down, but also like thick as hell goblin torso. I mean, it is huge. Like, again, look at these rolls. It looks like something out of a hentai. It's so exaggerated. I mean, it's got huge boobs. I mean, they're not huge like, they're probably like maybe a B cup in reality, but like on this thing, they look like, you know, Z cups or something. Let me show you all of her angles. So this is more of the front-facing angle. Look how wide these hips are. And yeah, it does have a butterfly labia. It's got a very pronounced, again, everything is exaggerated on this thing. It's like turned up to 15. But let me show you her back. Again, look at those rolls. She's got butt dimples. Butt dimples. So yeah, she's rocking the butt dimples. Anyway, so what you see is kind of what you get. I mean, look at that side profile. Her butt is like bigger than her like upper torso. Like, so again, if you're into, this is going to be either the best toy this is the toy you've either been waiting for your entire life, or this is just too weird. If you're into very exaggerated, proportional, you know, short stack goblins, then this is the toy you've been waiting for your whole life. There's another way you can go with this though. So one way is like goblin torso, but check this out. What if this is an African fertility idol? You know what I'm talking about? You've seen like in African art exhibits, they have like the tribal masks, they have the swords that have dicks on them, and then they have these headless, armless, mostly legless fertility idols, and they look just fucking like this. They have, you know, big bellies and big titties and big asses, and this was the standard for like a fertility goddess in Africa. I mean, I don't know what the name is. I don't know. I've seen pictures. You've seen pictures too. You know what I'm talking about. So you ever seen one of those? Like, maybe you have an African art collection. Maybe you have like some masks and some dick swords, and you're like, you know what? I really want one of these fertility idols to kind of complete my African art collection. Well, now you have, and it's brown. I mean, it's not like African brown, but it's tanned. So you got like a nice tanned, pseudo-ethnic, squishy, flexible fertility idol. And you could put this up with your dick swords and your tribal masks, and people won't even question it. They'll just be like, is that a fertility idol? Like, it sure is. Like, is it jiggle? Can you fuck it? Is that a fuckable fertility idol? Because I didn't know I wanted one until just now. Now I have to have a fuckable fertility idol. It makes sense. Like, why have a fertility idol if you're not gonna have sex with it? Kind of the point. Like, how can it infuse you with its chakras and its divine energy if you can't actually thrust your penis into it? You know, it just makes sense. It just makes sense. I'm not saying that thrusting your penis into this fertility idol will solve any of your problems, other than perhaps blue balls or dry penis or something. But I'm not saying it's magic, but I'm not saying it's magic. Anyway, okay, so other than it being a possible African fertility idol, or at least, at the very least, a very exaggerated goblin short stack torso. A couple of other features. It has some type of skeleton. Because look, it's not floppy. Like I can roll it, and it doesn't, like, if this were just TPE and there was no support, this would just be flopping around. So there is a support. It does seem to be semi posable, but not like, it doesn't hold its shape the way the Tantalli torsos do. I think so. You're gonna have to. I can feel it. There's some type of thing. Does it actually stay? Do the legs stay open? Kind of. Not really. So it looks like there is a support there, but it's not flexible. It doesn't maintain its shape. So it's more or less going to be this shape. But you can see that, like, it's kind of sitting up if you rotate it up. But then if you kind of rotate the skeleton down, look, see, it's kind of... So there's something. It's not as easily posable as, like, the Tantalli torsos are, but you can adjust. Like, I just had this kind of sit up a little bit more. Can I even make this sit up? Let me see if I can make this sit up. If I, like, really, really try to... Okay, that's about as good as it's going to get. So this is as far as I can get it to sit up. I mean, that's not bad. But, I mean, as you can see, the butt is so big that it really doesn't... Like, even if you lay down the missionary style, it's more of, like, sticking up. You're going to have to thrust in at, like, an angle. Just because the torso is shaped like this. It's so... This exaggerated fertility idol look it's going for. Now, what about the holes? Now, let's do a jiggle test. I know this is important. So, like, let's just shake it. Let's just make it wiggle. I mean, you can see... You can see it's wiggling. All right, let's give it a pinch. I mean, that's a good feeling titty. Again, if this wasn't on like a shrunk down torso, this would be like a solid B cup. Solid B, maybe, yeah, like a small B cup. But on this torso, I mean, look how huge these are. They're like, it's like a little water balloon. It feels like a little water balloon. So you get your little water balloon squish on. Now, here's what's interesting about the holes. So it has... Let me show you. Let me show you her features. She has a butthole. There's the butthole. And then she has this very exaggerated vagina with the labia. Now, the holes are not actually deep. So, usually with torso dolls like this, the actual vagina cavity goes, like, through her sternum. And that's because it's shrunk down. But obviously, you have to thrust your normal-sized human penis into it, and so they extend out the cavity into the sternum. What's interesting about this one is the cavity for the vagina, it only goes up to about here, so it's actually somewhat proportional. It doesn't have like a big 8-inch long cavity going all the way into the sternum. I mean, it's not like realistic, but it's short. It's designed to, I guess, simulate the smaller package. So again, if you're in, again, this really is one of those toys that's either going to excite the hell out of you or it's going to really turn you off. If this sort of exaggerated African fertility idol look does it for you, then this is the toy you've been waiting for your whole life, or you're not interested in this whatsoever. But if you are interested in this, this is extremely unique. I've never seen a doll have this kind of exaggerated look. It's really, again, we got, look at those rolls. She's got rolls. You could titty fuck those rolls. Those are some titty fucking rolls right there. And then you got butt dimples. Butt dimples. So what can I say about butt dimples other than they're butt dimples? But that's about it. The textures are realistic. So the vagina texture is realistic. The anal texture is realistic. Everything feels real. I mean, the thing about a doll is... they've kind of nailed it at this point. If you're looking for realistic sex, the dolls have it everywhere. It's really just a matter of what kind of package are you looking for. This is a very, very unique doll. Just to show you how kind of... Let me use Celestina's head. Let me move the torso doll a little bit out of frame. So, all right, let me put Celestina's head on this. All right, so there's Celestina's head. Ha 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 my goodness. That was so funny. But that gives you a taste about the proportions you're dealing with. Oh my goodness. Okay. All right. That's it. So this is the 17.6 pound butterfly labia brown chubby sex doll from Best Vibe. I have a 20% off coupon code if this is interesting to you. It's normally $220, so you're going to be saving 20%, which is pretty good actually. This is actually make it much more reasonable. But it's a pretty good doll, especially for the price. Like, it's still going to be about a $200 doll. That's not bad. So yeah, if this, again, it's either the toy you've been waiting for your whole life or you're not interested at all. But if you are one of those people who this is interesting to you, save 20% with the coupon code. Go to best5.com. Thank you, Best Vibe, for sending me this toy. Thank you for watching. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.